Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over 3 whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
What up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios, TireRack.com. We'll help you get there. Unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Welcome in. Hope you're great. Brandon Whedon, my boy, who, of course, started Oklahoma State, started for the Browns, the Cowboys, the Texans. He'll join us. He'll give us some firsthand quarterback knowledge of what we're going to see tonight with the, what is it, the Evening of the Equine? Is that what you're dubbing it there, Jason Stewart?
Yeah, Evening of the Equine. I mean, it's pretty smart, right? It's whatever the vowel use of alliteration is. I think it's consonants. Fenley is the literature major in the group here. Maybe he knows that.
Fenley, do you, instead of saying you need to, what was it?
What was it again?
Is consonants the vowel version of alliteration?
Yeah, I said I don't love the alliteration, and you said there's a different way of saying alliteration when it's all consonants. Is that true?
Oh, that's an interesting point.
Okay,
yeah.
That's
not really. That's it. We're good.
All right, we'll move on.
Thanks.
We're good. That deep breath of that's an interesting point. You heard radios clicking nationwide like, uh-oh, this feels like NPR. It's Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. We're going to take a shot at being, we're going to see if we're offensive and take our best shot at being inoffensive with a big announcement in the NFL. Okay, good. Plus, we got Draymond Green executing a code red in the NBA. And I think LeBron James stepping on his you-know-what in trying to somehow get his way to owning an NBA team.
We got a ruling. Mike Lingard,
yep,
who I think his mother was an English teacher.
Okay.
Assonance He says it's assonance. And I said, this is not the podcast,
assonance.
Lingard.
It's assonance, you know. You can say assonance because assonance is in the Bible. You can say that. So assonance, is that? Are we looking that up?
Evening of the Equine.
Evening of the Equine is the assonance?
An example of assonance. Thank you, Big Mike.
Yes, it is. It's an assonance. That's who I work with, an assonance. No question about it. By the way, now we know that assonance is a word that does not mean at all like it sounds, right? It's definitely not amoa poetica. You know what amoa poetica is? When a word sounds like it's meaning. Like bam means bam because it sounds like bam. It just all works.
Snap.
Correct.
Sizzle.
Shh. All right. I think you get the point. Colts, Broncos. Here's two teams that came in with both with high hopes. The Colts, that there was a lot of people in Vegas who thought Colts would have a good year, and they have until we saw them against Kansas City, and they beat Kansas City. Like, okay, maybe. Okay, maybe. Matt Ryan's look washed, but part of the reason they had a stacked box early in the year was they had injuries to their guys outside the numbers. And you're taking on a Broncos team, which has been was kind of the punchline for all the different jokes in terms of Russell Wilson. You ever tried something dangerous? Les Ride, Broncos Nation, Les Ride. I mean, we have made more fun of the Broncos and Russell Wilson over the last couple weeks than I thought even ever possible. Part of it is you have Nathaniel Hackett. And, you know, here's the thing. This is very judgmental of me. But really, are we going by Nathaniel? Not Nate? Nate's a great shortened nickname of a name, isn't it? Anyway, Nathaniel Hackett and his inability to look ready for the job that he actually has. So this one's going to be fun. But what I don't want is no discussion, and we didn't really have any last week. I know the Amazon guys missed on the discussion about whether or not Tua should have been out there or what happened Sunday or protocols or whatever. What I'm thankful we didn't have on the broadcast, and we've had a very limited amount of it post-broadcast, is they shouldn't be playing Thursdays. Which, maybe they shouldn't be playing Thursdays, but you know what they're going to do for the foreseeable future? Play on Thursdays. Why? There's a lot of money. Okay. You know? I mean, pretty much anytime somebody does something they really, really don't want to do and it's not particularly good for them, it's for the money. Think about it. Why would you do something you really don't want to do? It's not really that good for you. Maybe for somebody else's well-being, maybe, but probably there's not that much altruism here. This is simply for money. So let's not have a discussion about whether they should or shouldn't, because they're going to. So it's a moot point. I like arguing things that are a moot point. When things are decided, they're decided, and that's the end of it. Period. But is the evening of the equine. And then tomorrow morning, West Coast, tomorrow midday, we have the baseball playoffs. Okay, so these are the revamped baseball playoffs, right? There's no COVID restrictions anymore. We have nothing other than just pure. Okay, so these series are one-game deals, three-game deals, or what? What are we working on here, Jay Stu?
First round, the wild card round is three games.
Yes. So there's less randomness than there was previously, right?
I don't know, dude. It sounds like a lot of randomness to me, but I don't like the baseball playoffs. And the chances of you having a team that wasn't one of the best teams in their league are even higher, you know?
Yeah, look. So tell me if you agree with this, okay? Who do we want? Who does TV and non-inside baseball America want to advance?
Dodgers, Yanks.
Dodgers, Yankees. Okay, but before that, who else? Who out of these? Rays, Guardians. Do we care? Right? Probably the Guardians. They had a better year. They have a bit better fan base than the Rays. And it's not like we haven't seen the Rays deep in the playoffs. Guardians would be the pick. Phillies, Cardinals is interesting.
Cardinals
is the national name, but Phillies have a vibrant fan base in the Eastern Seaboard. And if they win, who do they play? I guess it depends who wins the other series.
No, that's
they play the Braves.
That's the problem too. Remember last year we were all bitter because the Dodgers.
I don't remember. I don't remember because I didn't talk about baseball being at all last year.
I remember because the Dodgers had to play the Giants in the first round of the playoffs, even though they both had the best record in their league. Yeah. Well, now the Dodgers, for having the best record in the major leagues, now the Dodgers get the winner of the Mets
and Padres
against the Padres. They could play a 100-win team in the next round.
Why is that?
They don't reseed after the round. That's the problem.
But why are the Mets seeded so lowly? Because they're the wild card?
Yeah.
But so are the Cardinals and the Phillies.
No, remember, the division winner is ranked higher than the best wild card.
And the Cardinals won their division?
That's correct. Yeah. They won the Central.
But they're in the wild card because they have the third best record?
So the Braves, who just eked in... they're going to get the best draw in the NLDS, yeah.
Well, I mean, so it's a good question. I mean, I think most people in America want Dodgers-Mets, right? But Dodgers-Padres would be incredible. Dodgers-Padres would be incredible.
Yeah. For this half of California, it would be amazing. I don't know if anyone else cares.
Nobody else cares.
That's correct.
Zero other people actually care. And they do, I mean, obviously you have some big name stars now with the Padres, but no, compared to the Mets, like that's an amazing series. That's one in which I'd go like, you know what? I might want to pull some strings and go. I'd actually like to go to a game at City. Have you been to a game at City? You guys ever been there?
No.
City Field's amazing. It's like, hey, what, like they took out all the things you didn't like about Shea Stadium with the exception of the location and built a new stadium. It's like, right. You didn't like the turf. We got grass. You don't like the multi-purpose stadium, great, baseball only. Kind of a throwback sort of stadium. Like, all that is cool. Subway stop right there, which they've had previously. You like that? The only problem is it's like they got closer to the runway, so there's even more planes.
More jets.
So you're like, man, I love this. Dun, 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 dun. Shoo, shoo, shoo. I said I loved it. Shoo. It's really shoo. There's a lot of planes right there. Anyway, okay, so Mariners, Blue Jays, that winner plays who? Do we have any idea? Do we care? Do we not care about the American League? Like, we want to see everybody wants to see the Yankees.
Astros are the top seed, obviously. I don't know how that
So the Astros get who? They get the winner of the Mariners, Jays, or do they get the Rays, Guardians winning?
Yeah, they get the two wild card teams, right?
Yes. Yes, that's correct. I'm looking at the thing right here, and it says ALDS, the postseason schedule.
Yeah.
And it says ALDS, and it says the Yankees obviously host the first two games, and it says AL3/6. So I guess if the AL3 team wins, they face the Yankees. If the 6 team wins, they face the Yankees. So it's kind of up in the air right now, depending on who wins.
No, I mean they play the winner of a set series.
Yeah, they're not reseeding. If you have the best record in your league, you get a bye and you get a wild card team as your first opponent. The problem in the National League is the wild card team won 100 games.
Okay, here's
so they get the winner of
the Seattle
Cleveland. No, what?
The Yankees get the winner of the Tampa Bay Cleveland series.
Yes,
and the Astros get the winner of the Seattle Toronto series.
Okay, and the Braves get the winner of
Philly St. Louis. Yes,
and the Dodgers get the winner of the Padres and the Mets.
That is affirmative.
Okay. I mean, so the only one that you're really kind of concerned about there is like the Dodgers, right? And it feels like, I mean, the Padres, there's nothing really you can do there. I don't think you wanted to have a matchup with the Padres, you know?
Why not?
Well, they're better than them.
They are better than them.
I don't know. Like, if you're the Dodgers, like, why do we have to play a team in our division?
Well, that's true.
Get the crap out of all year. Like,
that's
why
a different
why do we
story.
Have to, you know?
Yeah. Neither of them are great. I mean, what is the problem with reseeding? Is there some financial thing, schedule thing? It seems like an easy fix.
Does seem like an easy. Okay, so what could be the downside to reseeding?
So I guess that. The theory.
Go. What's the hypothesis?
I guess the hypothesis would be if the Phillies won and beat the Cardinals, they should play the Dodgers. Is that because they're the sixth seed? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. As opposed to, and if the Mets beat the Padres, they should play
the Braves.
The Braves, because they're As opposed to the Mets playing the Dodgers as a fourth seed, and the sixth seed if they get past the Cardinals, facing the two seed. The Braves do get the better end of
but
that.
But that's
deal,
how all all playoffs work, though, Jay Stu. Okay. No, who reseed? I guess
is the NHL reseed?
The NFL, I think, reseeds.
Okay. So do they? Yeah, I thought the NBA NFL started too. No,
I don't think so. No, that's not the way it works.
It's the smartest way to do it.
Yeah, I guess. Look, nothing changes in baseball unless it affects the Red Sox or the Yankees. That's what you have to understand. I truly believe one of the reasons they expanded the playoffs were they wanted both the Red Sox and the Yankees in as often as possible, because those are the two teams that people have shown that they'll watch, right? And now you get the Cardinals. People watch them. They're very popular. Dodgers to a lesser extent. Astros have been really good. We all know the Astros cheated a couple years ago when they won the World Series, but they're not popular because they cheated and banged on garbage pails. That's not why they're not popular. They're not popular because they're just not popular. Like, nobody cares about the Houston Astros. It doesn't matter. So the teams that matter, Red Sox, Yankees, Dodgers, Cardinals, Cubs. I think those would probably be the top five. I'm forgetting somebody. Let me know. And like, the Braves are sitting there going, like, we just won the division and we're the World Series champions. Great. Nobody cares. I can't make people care about. I just tell you who cares and who doesn't care. It's the same college sports. So anyway, we're kind of fired up about that, I guess. Three game series better than the one game deal, isn't it?
Yeah, but
the
all
one game play-in deal, it's like, wait, you were in the playoffs, but you only didn't play a game? Like, you weren't really in it.
All three games are hosted by the higher seed. So the Mets will host all three games.
You get all three at home.
That's correct.
That's a major win for you financially to get three more home games. And if you advance, then you get more home games after that. It's a big winner for you. Huh. And then there's the question of, does the time off, does it make you kind of stagnant and stale? Or are you taxing everybody else's bullpen? So by the time they come into play, if you're the Dodgers, you won 111 games and you get time off as you're trying to figure out your rotation and everything else. And the team that you're going to, even if it's the 101 win Mets, like, they will have to win two or three games, use their bullpen, use their ace and their second best pitcher. I still think you're in pole position if you're one of these teams with a bye. I think that's a pretty fair amount of treatment if you're a one or a two seed. Yeah, maybe you have to play a little bit better team than you thought you'd have to, but this is not crazy bad treatment.
The cool thing about any bye in any sport is that it gives TV producers of debate shows that lazy segment graphic, rest or rust.
Rest or rust, yes.
Go ahead, 10 minutes on rest or rust.
I always love when there's like a new young producer who comes in who thinks like he has reshaped the wheel. And he's like, guys, I got it. Okay. Rest or rust? What do you think? Does the Dodgers sitting, is that rest or rust? Huh? What do you think? And then the talent sitting there looking around the room, they're like, everybody's nodding their head. You're like, okay, whatever. Fine. I can form an argument here. But you're right. That is lazy segment television, much like lazy segment radio is. What's your favorite sports moment and why? We'll take some phone calls coming up next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And Stan, we do over three whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On a summer night in Paris, American artist Lee Krasner is drifting off to sleep when the phone rings. On the line, news that her husband, Jackson, is dead. Jackson, as in the painter Jackson Pollock. He might, to this day, be the most mythologized figure in American art. But how much of the story that we've been told about him is just that? A myth. On Death of an Artist, Season 2, Krasner and Pollock, the story about how the art world changed forever. And the story of the artist who reset the market for American abstract painting. Just maybe not the one you're thinking of. Listen to Death of an Artist, Krasner and Pollock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. I've been a journalist for 2 decades, writing cover stories for Business Week, Fortune, and Wired. And now, every Monday, I bring you conversations with people who are thinking deeply about work and where it fits into our lives. Like Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella on growth mindsets.
The learn-it-all does better than the know-it-all.
Or MacArthur Genius winner Angela Duckworth on talent versus grit.
Your long-term effort and your long-term commitment are surprisingly important.
Each episode delivers pragmatic advice for right now. Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So Dan Beyer was on earlier today, and he's just trying to get to go pick up his lunch that he ordered to get the hell out of here.
Very true story.
I tackled him as he's walking out the door because Jason Stewart and I, we had kind of, not an aha moment, but a moment of mutual laughter as I was driving in today. So Dan, here's the story, but here's kind of how it went down. Okay. And was I not supposed to tell this because of Ramos, Jay Stu?
I just want John's organic reaction to it. I don't want to tell him it's coming. I just want John to know what happened. So the setup was like, hey, and I'm sure Dan had it on his updates today, right? Brian Robinson has what, been cleared to practice for the Commanders?
Yeah, we had it earlier in the week. Yes. Early in the week.
That's why when you said it, I was like, yeah. I know this. Yes. Thing.
And how many gunshots did he endure?
Two.
Two. So it's not like 50 got shot, what, nine
amazing
times?
Story.
Amazing story.
But he's fine. He's okay.
50 was shot 5 times, so you said?
No. I just wanted to, when you're looking for more, like, my organic response, is it whether I laugh or not at it? Is that what the response is?
Hold on. So as Dan knows and Jason knows, and Jason and I are like brothers in this sense. We are very inappropriate people, but not, I don't believe inappropriate ever in terms of race. We try not to be in terms of race or religion or gender, right? We're just inappropriate in terms of when is it okay to mess with a dude over getting shot in the buttocks, sir, right? And I think now is the moment in which we know it's okay because he's going to be okay. He's going to play football again, right? It's like I used to get into it with people when I'd make fun of Lene Kakua. I'm like, look, I can say whatever I want about Lene Kakua. Not only did Lene Kakua not die of cancer, she didn't actually exist. So I can make fun of people that don't actually exist. I'm not making fun of anybody. But the rules are, and Beyer, you have a higher level of sensitivity than Jay Will and I. Like if we were if it was our Madden character, right? The sensitivity rank things would be way down. Like, people say crap to me all the time. I don't care. I say crap to people all the time, right? And it's on that borderline, more of timing than of anything
else. Yes.
Okay. So, like, here's what Jason and I were thinking of, right? I mean,
I gotcha.
Are we okay saying, well, Carson Wentz has him in his sights all day long? Too much? Will Wentz aim for his hands or his chest? That was a bullet right to Brian Robinson. Any of these strike you as funny or offensive?
The last one, anything with the bullet, I think, is a little
bit. The nervous laughter that John and I have when making gun references towards Brian Robinson.
Right. How many targets you think you're going to get today? Right.
That one's okay, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Or when we show the butt punt, you're like, hey, could be worse. Could be Brian Robinson.
Oh, jeez.
Right?
This, again,
Jason laughed at that one.
The market that banned the Bullets nickname.
Right.
You know,
that's true.
Same one.
Well, I mean, like, look, was it the Washington Bullets' fault that there was so much gun violence in Washington, D.C.?
No, it was not.
It kind of feels like, hey, how about we cut out the gun violence, not the nickname to the team?
Yeah, I also do think that was a bit of a reach.
You think?
Yeah. I do think it's weird that the Commanders won't run any pistol formations, though.
There you go. Perfect.
See, now you're getting in the spirit. They're in the gun, but not the one that shot Brian Robinson.
Oh, gosh. No, that's way too far.
That's too far.
Too far. Right,
we established what too far is, Jason.
Right.
You know where
Jason,
the line
we established
is.
That what too far. I don't know where the line starts, but that's where it stops.
Wait, what's too far?
They're in the gun, but not the one that shot Brian Robinson.
Oh, that's not bad. I will say this. Doug skipped the best one. He probably skipped it because it was too much for him. Mm. But can't you imagine like Greg Olsen or somebody like doing commentary on Sunday and them saying, Carson Wentz has a big gun in his holster. How many bullets does he have in his chamber for Robinson?
Oh, geez.
Yeah, I don't. First of all, when you say Carson Wentz has a big gun in his holster, everyone in America is going to say pause.
Yeah.
Pause.
And also they'll also stop at the fact that why would the number one Fox crew be doing a Washington game?
Correct.
That's so there's no way that that's going to happen either.
Correct. No, nor will anybody say anything nice about Carson Wentz right now anyway. So, you know. But you can't, if Carson Wentz throws a bad pass, you can't say it's like a stray bullet. Oh, that one was a stray bullet. Just hit by Robinson. No, he can't do that.
Can't do it. Ask Mike Singletary. Maybe that's who you need to ask permission, Doug, on if you can do it or not.
Can't do it. Can't win with him.
There you go.
JC, you got any other ones?
Oh, boy. I'm sure he does.
No, but I did like the stray bullet reminded me of something that was aimed for Robinson and it hit so-and-so.
No.
It hit the corner.
Can I go get my lunch now?
Yeah, you can go get
your
lunch.
Brandon Whedon. We'll see if
Brandon
he's got
Whedon.
Any.
Thank you. Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Brandon Whedon's our guest, former starting quarterback in the NFL. Okay, he joins us. Not just to talk NFL, occasionally talk college football. Let's start with some college stuff in the Sooner State where you live. What the hell happened to Oklahoma?
Man, I don't know. The last few weeks, I've been telling you how I thought the Brent Venables hire and bringing back their strength conditioning coach was a good thing. But I do think Brent Venables is a really good football coach. Something's up. I don't follow as close as. You know, obviously Sooner fans do, but it's not an X's and O's thing, man. I think it's the Jimmys and Joes thing. I think they're pretty soft on the defensive side of the ball. I think they're, when guys are missing tackles like that and out of gaps like that, I mean, I don't think that's a coaching thing. I think that's a player thing. So, I tell you what, I don't listen to sports talk radio around here very, very often, but when they lost last weekend for the second week in a row, I was like, I'm going to listen a little bit of this and to hear some of the callers that call in and the sky falling takes they had. It's as an Oklahoma State guy, it's pretty enjoyable. I actually enjoy it, but they're scuffling. I mean, obviously Dylan Gabriel, getting knocked out of the game. I doubt he plays, and and they're going against a Texas team that is different. You know, getting their quarterback back. They're scrambling, and Big 12 is a little bit better this year. Even Kansas is better, so they gotta buckle up if they want to win another game in the Big 12, which is crazy to say, thinking they're going to the SEC here pretty quick. So they're scrambling. They're just not very good on either side of the ball. Offense are all right, they're okay, but on defense they're not very good.
Oklahoma State kind of held on there at the end, but got out to a big lead. They had a special teams touchdown. Quarterback was efficient. They showed the ability to run the football, to stop the run. Generally a good Saturday in Waco. Now they got Tech, and their schedule continues to pick up. What'd you think when you saw the Cowboys?
I was impressed. To go down to Waco and get that win. Especially after last year losing the way they did, Big 12 championship, that had to feel pretty good. This Oklahoma State team is good. They're kind of opposite of OU. They're physical. They tackle. They're pretty sound, gap sound. They do a good job of stopping the run on defense. The Spencer Sanders, the quarterback, is playing extremely well to run the football efficiently. I think they're protecting the quarterback pretty well, which was my biggest worry. I was worried about the offensive line, but so far, I know it's relatively early. They've done a pretty good job. I've been very impressed. This is a fun team to watch. That was a big win for them down there in Waco. I'm going to go up Saturday. I'm looking forward to seeing them play Texas Tech this weekend. I think it's going to be – it's not going to be easy. I saw the spreads like 9 or 10. It's going to be a dogfight. But this Oklahoma State team can play. They've kind of taken on that demeanor of, no one's talking about us. We're better than people think, which is good. That's the way Coach Gundy likes it. But, no one's talking about Oklahoma State much. But they're a tough, gritty – kind of a smash mouth team, man. They're fun to watch. They're fun to watch play.
Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. So tonight we're going to see first, Matt Ryan, and I don't know how much you've seen of the Colts. The question is like, how much does he have left in the tank? I've often thought, hey, playing in a dome is a smart thing for an older quarterback, but he's always played in a dome, so maybe it doesn't hide as much from him as it could from others. But what are your thoughts on how much Matt Ryan actually has left in the tank?
Obviously I've played against him a few times. I've always been a fan of Matt Ryan. I've always thought he was a pretty good player, and I thought him going to Indy was at this stage in his career was a good move. Especially off the last few seasons the Colts have had. It's been really good defensively. Obviously they lose their coordinator to the head coach of Chicago with the Eberflus, but. I thought this was going to be a good fit for him, and I've only seen just little pieces here and there. We don't get a ton of Colts games here in Oklahoma City, so I do think he still has something to tank. I don't think he's a washed-up guy by any means, but the stuff I have seen, the stuff I have read, it hadn't been pretty. And really not just him. I think all around, I think the team is overall they're just not very good. I guess he goes by Shaquille now, but Shaquille Leonard, him being out on defense, that defense, they kind of rely on him to kind of run the show. With him up there to run the show, it kind of looks like they're lost. It's kind of a weird deal. I expected the Colts to be a little bit better than they were, but I'm a Matt Ryan fan. I think he is a good quarterback and been a good quarterback for a long time. I never really thought he got the credit he deserves. Playing for as long as he has and at the level he has, but they're reeling. It's going to be it'll be interesting to see how they finish. How they get going. Once they in that division, even because obviously the Texans aren't very good. Tennessee doesn't seem to have it. Jacksonville looks to be better. So that's an interesting division to kind of watch.
Russell Wilson's kind of struggled here. They are 2-2. They got off to a 2-1 start, despite the fact that they had some dysfunction in terms of getting the plays in. When a coach isn't totally prepared for the moment, how hard is that to get back in terms of the respect in the locker room of being ready for what for their job?
Yeah, that takes a while at that level, especially in college. Maybe not so much, but in the NFL. That takes a while. It was hard to watch the first few weeks. Him, the way he managed games and some of the decisions he made was it was kind of laughable, really. I mean, you expect those things at maybe lower levels. But now, I mean, for these veteran players that are on that team, I mean, you know, a lot of head scratching. And, I mean, it takes a while to get that trust back. So, but at the same time, I mean, you know, given all the mistakes that, you know, Hackett's made, I mean, I don't think Russell's looked like himself. I mean, he looks, to me, he doesn't really look calm in the pocket like he normally does. He looks like he's got, you know, antsy feet. He doesn't look poised back there like he normally does. He looks, I hate to say scared, because no quarterback's ever scared. You can't play at that level scared, but he doesn't look settled. I mean, he looks like he's all over the place. He's not seeing the defense near like he used to. You know, I always thought he was at his best. He's not a very big guy. I always thought he was at his best. You know, obviously when they had Marshawn Lynch, when they were running the football like they were, but, you know, coming off that run fake under center and letting him get back away from the line of scrimmage and in the play action game, I always thought like he was his best, you know, and take a shot. And if he didn't have it, you know, tuck it and go get a few. But they're not doing a ton of that. You know, he doesn't look comfortable. He doesn't look good. I mean, just be honest. But, you know, obviously new system, a little different deal for him. I don't know. Denver's underwhelming. I expected them to be better as well, and they haven't looked very good.
Good stuff, B. Enjoy your trip to Stillwater. We'll see if the Pokes come home. I remember, I think you were quarterback when they had Crabtree, right? Didn't he drop one in the end zone? That was a crazy game.
That was the year before me. That was Zach Robinson's quarterback then.
Yeah, yep. that was when they had the game won if they would just run the football, but Mike Leach didn't want to run the football, got you the ball back, and like Pettigrew had a great game. I remember Pettigrew having a great game.
Pettigrew, that was the game that Zach Robinson got knocked out, and I played the next week against Colorado, and I was a starter the next year. But no, my last year, we beat them 66-6 in Lubbock. That's what I remember about that place. So, okay. Yeah. But
I like that.
It'll be fun.
I like that. I don't remember 66-6. I remember that part. I do remember.
Brad, that one's easy to remember. Yeah.
That one's easy to remember. Thanks for joining us.
All right, buddy. See you, man.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card.
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over 3 whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On a summer night in Paris, American artist Lee Krasner is drifting off to sleep when the phone rings. On the line, news that her husband, Jackson, is dead. Jackson, as in the painter Jackson Pollock. He might, to this day, be the most mythologized figure in American art. But how much of the story that we've been told about him is just that, a myth? On Death of an Artist, Season 2, Krasner and Pollock, the story about how the art world changed forever, and the story of the artist who reset the market for American abstract painting. Just maybe not the one you're thinking of. Listen to Death of an Artist, Krasner and Pollock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Everyday Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered.
You can build internal resources. That's what the study of psychology is about, building internal resources.
Turning towards is one of the most important elements of successful relationships, no matter what kind of relationship it is.
The thing that underpins all of this productivity stuff is finding a way to make the journey itself enjoyable. The journey is the destination.
The beauty of uncertainty is infinite possibility. When you don't know what's next, you don't know what's next. And thus, anything can be next.
Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Everyday Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Everyday Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Coming to you from the TireRack.com studios. Let's get to a game.
This is Game Time.
It's Game Time.
On the Doug Gottlieb Show.
All right, what do you got there, Brian Finley?
Yes, our game is...
I feel a draft.
So how this is going to work, Doug, is we are all, the four of us in the crew, going to draft a team that we think is going to win the World Series. And there are going to be two rounds of this draft. The rotation. Doug, it starts with you. Then to Ramos, myself, Jason. Second round. Jason, myself, Ramos, you. So it starts with you, Doug, winning the World Series.
Oh, this is a tough one. I'll take the first pick. I'm gonna take the LA Dodgers. Best team in baseball. Seems like the smartest pick.
You just went chalk, huh?
I did.
Interesting.
Well, it's the number one pick. You don't fool around the number one pick.
That's so against
if
you.
If I was gonna trade with John, I might have thought otherwise to get all of his picks. But if I'm gonna maintain the number one pick, I'm gonna go with the Dodgers.
You're up, John.
It is Ramos.
I'm
up. Okay. I would say the next best team is probably the Astros, but the hottest team is the Braves. So I'll take the Braves. As a homer in being a San Diego Padres fan ever since I grew up in San Diego, I really want to see the Dodgers faceplant, and I'm going with the Padres here.
With the number three pick?
Interesting,
yeah,
Brian.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's a terrible selection.
Brian, that
is a terrible selection.
Yeah.
You are a very bright person. That's a very dumb pick. Because you picked the Padres, because you picked the Padres with your third pick.
Yeah, we could have added a third round, and they would have been around in the third round.
Oh, jeez, jeez.
So that makes it easy for me. Thanks for taking the team that nobody would have drafted in the first round, Bri. I will go Astros.
Yeah. I was wondering if Astros are probably the smartest pick. Probably the smartest pick. I didn't think that you guys would go Astros because you guys are Dodger guys.
Yeah, Astros and Yankees. I'll take the two American League teams. Thanks.
All right, so it's back to me. I'm going to go a little outside the box again here, Doug and crew. So I used to live in Spokane. Mariners are big, even on the east side of the state. I'm going with the Mariners. They've had so many years of struggling baseball. Why not them, Doug? But I know Ramos is next.
It's a good team.
Why not them? Sure.
Yeah, good pitcher. Luis Castillo is a very good pitcher.
Awesome.
Not sure if he can take the team by himself, but that's another story. I will take the New York Mets. I just think
Did you want to say Metropolitans?
Metropolitans. Two pitchers are enough to win. They're like goalies in hockey, right? If you get a hot goalie, they'll ride you all the way to the Stanley Cup Finals. I think they do have those two pitchers. I just don't know if they're going to be hot enough, but I'll take the Mets at number seven.
So off the board are the Dodgers, the Mets, the Astros, the Padres, the Mariners. Who else? Who else am I missing?
Yankees.
And the Yankees. Right? Nobody took the defending World Series champion Braves?
I did. I took them a second.
Okay. Well, I was just making sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so I went first. I took the Dodgers. Then you took the Braves.
Brian took the Padres.
For what reason, no one knows. Jason took the Astros. Then Jason took who in the second pick?
Yankees.
Smart picks by Jason. Probably best drafter there is. Brian took who? Mariners. Again, another awful pick. We've been around in the fifth round.
I took the Mets.
You took the Mets. And then so who's left is the Cardinals?
Yes.
The Phillies?
Yes.
The Blue Jays?
Yes.
The Rays?
Yes.
The Guardians?
Yes. One of those five.
I'll go with Cardinals because, you know, they play baseball the right way.
That's true. It's very true.
Is that it?
That's it.
That's game, huh?
Game's time.
This is game time on the Doug Gottlieb Show.
I think the Padres would have been one of the last teams taken.
Yeah, no doubt. I don't think we need to pile on how dumb that pick was.
We don't need to continue to point out the stupidity, the utter insolence, just the lack of critical thinking.
Yeah.
From a guy who we really, really like, but that was a real dumb, dumb move. Is my mic still on? Can he hear us? No, I'm Brian Finley.
I like that. My favorite part of that draft was, Doug, remember before the internet, before we drafted online, you'd have that guy in your living room at Fantasy Drafts that picked a guy like in the sixth round that was in the first round?
Yeah.
I'll take Jose Canseco.
I'll take Marshall Faulk here. Marshall Faulk was the second pick in the draft. Yeah. Oh, I missed that one. I'm sorry.
That guy usually had the Street and Smith magazine that was published in.
How about the guys who kicked me out of the fantasy league because I hadn't adjusted my fantasy team?
Right, you weren't paying enough attention. Correct? Is that what they thought?
Yeah. Too bad I was winning. I won the league last year, paying the exact same amount of attention, and I was winning the league this year, and they kicked me out because I wasn't adjusting my players enough. It showed my lack of activity.
Oh,
I need to be active to kick.
Did you
guys.
Pay? As long as you paid, that should be enough for them. That's what I think.
I paid the first time, but then I won, and I told them I was going to donate the money to a end-of-year party.
That's nice of you.
Right? Then they didn't have the end-of-year party. Then I was like, well, fine, I'll donate it to the start-of-the-year party. And then I couldn't make it, and then they kicked me out of the league like a week in when Jeez. I won. And I was like, you know what you can donate that money to? My Venmo. That's what you can donate that money to. Draymond Green had a code red on Jordan Poole. Did Steve Kerr order it? That's next on the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over three whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. Work is changing, we are changing, and there's no guidebook for how to make sense of it. Start your week with the Hello Monday podcast. Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Everyday Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered. Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Everyday Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Everyday Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.